This is Corazón Tanguero, a radio show for tango lovers. Esto es Corazón Tanguero, un programa dedicado a los amantes del tango. Vintage to contemporary, Argentinian and from around the world. Tango for you, to dance, to listen, to embrace. My name is Cristina Bachín. Corazón tanguero. Pasión por el tango. Tanghetto, a combination of tango and ghetto, is an electro-tango band based in Buenos Aires whose leader is Max Masri. They received 3 nominations at the Latin Grammy Awards, and the last one was last year with their newest album, Hybrid Tango 2. Maximiliano Masri and Diego Velázquez founded the group at the end of the 90s, but was with the 2001 Argentinian crisis that they took the opportunity to fly with their creation with more freedom and founded Tanghetto. They won also 2 Gardel Awards, the Argentinian most important prize for tango. And Max Masri composed more than 1,000 songs, and all the songs in their albums were composed by him. A rare phenomenon in Argentina, as the most known electro-tango bands, such as Bajo Fondo or Gotham Project, are mostly based abroad Argentina. Tanghetto are based in Argentina and they have their own independent label, and they have success abroad and in Argentina. They not only survive, but they thrill in this music, open to their own creation and escaping as much as possible to the tags and the labels, and especially the ferocious critics that don't give mercy to the ones who want to change tango. Last May 25th, which is a major feast to celebrate Argentinian independence, they played in the main square of Argentina for the whole country. They are constantly touring in Europe and Latin American countries, and they also played in the US. Today, with us, Max Masri from Buenos Aires. Bienvenido, Max Masri, a nuestro programa Corazón Tanguero, el fundador y líder de la banda Tanghetto desde Buenos Aires.
Muchas gracias, Cristina, por invitarme en tu programa. Muchas gracias por difundir nuestra música y la música de Tanghetto. Well, it's very nice to be in your show, Cristina.
Thank you so much for giving us this interview from Buenos Aires and for Corazón Tanguero on KUNM. Max Masri, he's the leader and the founder of Tanghetto Band. And Max, the first question I used to ask is if you had to choose a song of your repertoire. I know you have composed more than 1,000 songs. If you need to choose one song to introduce you and your band to our listeners, as if it were a business card or a picture of you, which one would you choose and why?
I choose Emigrante, the album Emigrante. The first song from the album is called Inmigrante. And that's the song I choose, Inmigrante.
And why that?
Because it has like the trademark sound of Tanghetto. It has both the very tango atmosphere in the beginning, in the intro, and then it starts to grow into a steady beat with electronic synths. So it has the best combination of tango and electronic music.
Where are we listening right now, Max, and what other stories around this song can you share with us?
Well, the song is the first song from our first album. It's called Inmigrante, and it was the first song we recorded with Tanghetto for this album. So it's also, you know, like our spiritual song for the album. From that song, the whole concept of the album started. The album talks a little bit about what happened in Argentina, that it started as a country of immigrants, and by the year 2001, it started to become a country of emigrants. So it was like this, you know, whole deception feeling among all the people here in Argentina at the time.
There is an easy comparison that comes to our mind when we are listening to your music, and it's a comparison with Bajo Fondo or Gotan Project. But we know that these bands are corporate sponsored and based outside of Argentina. Instead, Tangueto is based in the heart of Tangoland, Argentina, and Buenos Aires.
That's right.
How
We're
is
all
it?
Porteños.
Yes. How is it to survive and not only survive, but also to be well recognized and flourished inside and outside Argentina? How was your way to do it?
Well, it was very difficult in the beginning because it's always difficult for artists to make it. You have to struggle and you have to have like a very strong will. But we managed to be in the right place at the right time, maybe. Because tango was starting to grow again in Buenos Aires during that time. And all the milongas started playing our songs and people started to dance to our music. So it was an amazing experience. We've always been independent artists.
You also have your own label, isn't it?
We have our own label, Constitution Music. But since everything is different now in the record industry or in the music industry, our albums are on iTunes or Amazon, so people all over the world can listen to our music now without the need of a major label.
And in Argentina, but also abroad, sometimes it happens to be what is usually called as the tango police or the tango Gestapo, other people call them.
The ones,
yes, those ones who want to hold the authority regarding what is tango and to censor what isn't. Did it happen to you, or how do you manage that? I know that we know since Astor Piazzolla that there was a lot of that in Argentina, but also abroad. How did you manage that?
Well, in the beginning, our music was like spread all over the world thanks to the tango people, because the tango people started to play our music in the milongas all over the world. But they didn't see us as a threat back then, because they didn't know much about alternative tango at the time. And Piazzolla was a little bit integrated in the tango world. But the thing is that a lot of people that are very radical, if that's the way to say it, that are like old-fashioned.
Conservative.
A lot of those people don't like to have options. But, I mean, there are a lot of tango people that still like to dance to different kinds of tango and appreciate that we are able to do something different. And I think it's the best way to keep tango alive, to always try to do something different, not always play the same old song over and over again. Like the comparsita over and over again.
It's a nice song, but isn't it? Yes,
it's an amazing song.
Yes, absolutely.
It was written like 100 years ago, so.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening an interview with Max Masri. He is the founder and composer of most of the songs and leader of the Tangueto band, which is a kind of electro tango band based in Buenos Aires, and now in a phone interview from there. And You studied for a while with Virgilio Exposito, who is a well-known tango composer.
Yeah, he's a legend of tango.
He's a legend, yes. To let our listeners know, he was the composer of Naranjo en Flor, for example.
That's right.
And you had a first-hand learning from one of the legends of Argentinian tango. How close are you to that tango, and how different is your music from that tango that you learned firsthand?
Okay, I respect traditional tango, I love traditional tango, but I try to do something new. And that's what Virgilio Esposito told me. Because you cannot compete with those legends, you know what I mean? Because they were writing the music and with the sounds of that time. And right now it's a whole different time. You can't go back in time 60, 70 years, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be in the now, in the present, and we feel we need to use what's available now, the sounds, the studios, and do something completely different. So that's our approach to tango. We respect tango. We're not against traditional or any kind of tango or the old orchestras. We respect that, but we try to do something different, something new. You know, it's like with American music or rock music, that Elvis Presley was doing traditional rock and roll in the 50s, but, mm-hmm. you know, there are a lot of bands today that do not sound like Elvis Presley. So why do we have to sound like people from, you know, 70 years ago?
What does it mean, electro tango? Many times it's said, oh, this is electro folk music, and this is electronica shamanic music. And this, yes, there are all the time there is this electro thing, like giving. What is in your case?
Electro tango? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we called our first album Emigrante Electro Tango because we felt it wasn't a tango album in the traditional sense of calling tango. That's why we felt, okay, you're going to be listening to something different. You know, when we released the album, it was 2003. There were many record stores in Buenos Aires, and they have to put our album on some
somewhere.
And if it was tango, you know, some people would be like, oh, if this is tango, well, that's why we called it electro tango. But the tango people embraced our art, and it became part of the tango scene all over the world. So we played on many major tango festivals. Like, we played many, many times in the Mundial de Tango in Buenos Aires, and El Festival de Tango, and we played in the Festival de Tango de Medellín with, I don't know, anyone, any major tango orchestra.
Is the synthesizer like the bandoneon of the 2015?
I don't think so. I think the bandoneon is still the lead singer in tango. It's like the main instrument in tango. You listen to a bandoneon and it's tango. For many, many people, it's like that. So we can say that the synth is part of the orchestra. It's like the piano or the violin or something else, you know?
Your generation, you look very young, so I guess that your generation and your peers were exposed not too much to tango. That's my guess. So I'm wondering, in your case, how did tango meet electronic music in your life, and how do you recognize the influences of other music in your life, on particularly and as the nest, as the soul for your creation?
Okay. The thing is that when I was like 5 years old, 6 years old, my grandparents were listening to tango radio all the time. So
great.
That's yeah.
So even thank you for saying that.
Tango, it was there. It's amazing here in Buenos Aires. There's always tango, you know? I mean, it's always there. Even if you don't want to, it's there. And I started to listen, you know, when I was like 10 years old to pop rock. And then I grew up listening to rock music from the States. But for some reason, tango was always there. It became part of my DNA, you know,
mm-hmm.
part of my soul. So that's how I started, you know, trying to do something with tango that was different from the original orchestras, because I didn't really like that sound at the time, the sound of traditional tango, but I like the spirit of tango.
En tus calles, en tu furia, en esa imagen de no ser.
Quite recently, you began to add lyrics to the songs, to your albums. I know you also wrote lyrics for other musicians, but in the case of your own creations and adding the Uruguayan Tabaré Leighton, such as in Aires de Buenos Aires or Emigrante Inmigrante, there are many topical songs, and the topics of your songs are not the ones we used to listen in the 50s. What does inspire your lyrics? The word crisis is many times there. How do you compose your lyric?
Well, I try to.
What does inspire you?
What I feel, you know. It's not that I think, yeah, let's write a lyric about this or that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm living here in Buenos Aires, you know, that living in this big city, it's like, I don't know. There's a song from this band called Guns N' Roses that's called Welcome to the Jungle. And it talks about Los Angeles. Well, Buenos Aires is pretty much like LA in that way. But you have like all these different, you know, neighborhoods that are quite different one from the other. You have like a whole experience, you know, living here. With Tangueto, we had the chance, and we have the chance of traveling around the world. And we get to have, you know, like a sample of what's like living in Paris or London or Rome or New York. And in Buenos Aires, you can have that too, you know, when you move from one neighborhood to the other.
Does this inspired you to add this word ghetto in the Tangueto's name?
No.
Because everything is about fusion. Let's go also back to the name of your... I know no, Buenos Aires quite much. So.
I was in Germany during the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Late 90s. I have some friends that now they are living back here in Argentina, but they used to live in Cologne, Germany. They were living in a student house. They call it student music studenten house or something like that. That was for people that wanted to study music.
Mm-hmm.
But they were not musicians, but they were living there, and they were listening to tango and folklore all the time. And they were listening to tango much more than people did in Argentina.
I am so familiar with that.
Yeah. So they were like a ghetto there, because all the Germans were listening to electronic music, and that's how the concept of the name Tangueto started.
I appreciate this interview, Max, and I want to ask you just one last question. We need to say goodbye, and let's imagine that this is will be to say goodbye. We'll choose a song as if it were the last song of you that they could listen from you. Which one would you choose? Some that it's deeply on your heart.
Let me think. I would choose one from Tanghetto. The song is from our last album called Hybrid Tango 2. It's the first song from that album. It's called Bohemian Tango. And it captured the feeling I was feeling back then, last year, when we recorded the song and we wrote the song. And it gives me like this whole sense of gratitude to tango and to Virgilio Esposito and Astor Piazzolla and all the influences that I have, and I'm very happy with that song. So I will say that's the song.
Thank you so much, Max Masri. We'll say goodbye to you, and just for now, with this song, Bohemian Tango, from the last album, Hybrid 2, which was nominated this album last year in the Latin Grammy Award. Thank you, Max, so much for this interview.
Muchas gracias, Cristina. Muchas gracias por promover nuestra música, la música de Tanghetto, y por promover el tango ahí en Nuevo México y en Estados Unidos. Y es un placer haber estado en tu programa. Thank you very much, Cristina.